So just gently closing your eyes. And feeling that change from being in the open-eyed, looking around contact world to this other contact of inside. Inside contact. And maybe just for a minute, if you wish, you could just focus on feeling that you're breathing without trying to control your breathing. Just feeling what it's like to be a breathing one. So just not caring at this moment whether it's a short breath or a long breath, a soft breath, whatever kind of breathing is happening, irregular, each one unique, whatever, however the breathing is coming, just gently following it along. Like going for a little ride down the river. With no special technique. And as we relax into this breathing, maybe just breathing into all the corners of the body, into all the parts. and breathing into the face muscles, where there's so much expression happening. Almost like breathing tensions out, without forcing them, just breathing into any contractedness. Coming now to focus more on our frame, like our skeletal form, our bones inside that are holding up this body like a scaffolding in a way. Just feeling the spine at the bottom of the spine. Maybe moving from side to side so gently to find the central place of the bottom of the spine to rest. Moving a little bit forwards, a little bit backwards to find the balanced place in the middle, to find your axis, your central axis. And from there, feeling on each side, the hip bones. And just relaxing. Relaxing those big bones we're sitting on. Any tightening, just coming with awareness into that and letting it go, the tightness. Just through awareness, through attention to that place. And coming down the legs to the knees, letting them drop equally on each side. With this awareness of the bottom of the spine, really in the middle there, in the right place for you. There's only one right place for each person, where the exact comfortable place is to be. So with this hip on each side, balancing, relaxing downwards. And then our knees dropping towards the ground. Feeling just that opening. So with awareness in the whole of the legs now, feet, toes, bottom of the feet, sweeping back up the body again to the lower spine. Just slowly travelling up the spine. Like bringing some energy there. Non-forced energy, like fluid, feeling that fluidity of the spine that can move sideways and forwards in an undulating way. Just feeling that fluidity and finding that good spot where it's comfortable to sit. So we're following the natural curve of the spine. We're using some spinefulness in bringing aliveness now into this area of so many nerves in the body. Like some energy, some light energy. Coming to the top of the spine, that place between the shoulders. And just as if there's a gentle hand in the middle of your back, so gently, not pushing, just so gently pressing that this allows the shoulders to drop and open. So feeling like a cross almost, the top bone crossing the spine at the top. And feeling if your shoulders are kind of at the same height or feel like they're balanced. Or is there any twist there? Is one shoulder more forward than the other? Or higher than the other? And just letting them drop. Letting gravity do its work. And just slightly tucking the chin in. So the very top of the spine, the neck, is not arching out. And this can really help to hold a comfortable posture. A fluid posture that's not rigid and forcing. where all the flows of energies can move up and down the spine. And feeling the weight now of the elbows dropping towards the ground. Coming down the arms from the shoulders. Into the forearms, the arm bones. Wrist bones, and into the hand bones. So feeling now, if there's tensions in your hands and fingers, or is one hand more contracted than another? We're like on a balance, balancing things. Is there one finger that's more contracted? And just bringing awareness into that, breathing into it with lightness. And everywhere we've visited in the body, we bring it with us in awareness as we move on to another part of the body, to waking up the framework, the skeletal. We're not leaving behind bits in unawareness. So slowly we're moving to a whole body feeling, a whole frame. Moving up now, feeling how the neck is. Is it in a good position, or is there strain? And can you adjust a tiny bit to find the right place to balance the head so that it's comfortable? And allowing the jaw bones, to just drop towards the ground. Feeling the nose bones. The teeth. The bones above the eyes are easy to feel. This because they stick out a bit. So just letting ourselves like drop and breathe into all of these bones. The whole of the solid parts of the head. Just feeling what that's like to wake them up a bit by bringing attention there. Gentle attention. Feeling the whole solidity of the body now. The body held up with these solid bones. And sitting into our bones. Like there's nothing else to do now, nothing more important to do than to sit back a little into the stillness of our bones. And there may be parts of the body that are more easy breathing, more at ease, where you can find that stillness. And then when there's another part where there's some contraction or some tension in the body, just allowing the greater stillness to seep. To like leak into those bits of tension. So it's like we're travelling over the body, shining a very gentle light of feeling into the body, into the bones, and allowing the stillness to spread, the easefulness to spread each time awareness meets some tension. Just allowing the ease from the rest of the body to spread to that through attention. like giving space outside of our busy lives to the stillness in our bones, to the ease and safety that we carry in our own bones, that we carry inside us. A sanctuary, a safe place. We can sit back in. And just moving a tiny bit, if it's needed, if some part isn't in the right place. Just a very subtle adjustment. So we're moving in slow motion to find the right place. So we're resting in our own armchair. Tapping into our own stillness. Our natural peacefulness. And we may all have very different degrees of peacefulness, many variations on what that is. For sure, it's not perfect. For sure, we're not all enlightened yet, but there is, each person has some degree of stillness and peacefulness. We could just rest into that part now. Like a gift to ourself now. Like a present, part of being on retreat. And we're always carrying with us our bones. When we're walking, when we're sleeping, when we're sitting, when we're travelling and working, when we're talking. So there's always this option to sit back into our bones. to rest in our own natural stillness. And from this, find some ease. Even when it's just a tiny moment. To breathe into. And this is a precious gift.